We pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit who helps to illuminate your living word and truth in our lives. And Lord, we pray for his activity in our lives, that he would continue to direct us and lead us toward the truth and deeper into that truth in a world that pushes darkness in place of truth and yet calls it truth. So Lord, give us a discerning heart. Give us a discerning mind through your word. May it be our light, may it be our lamp, and may it lead us in the direction that we are to live and to go. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Lord God has created us, and by us I mean all of humanity, with a inner yearning to belong. A yearning to be part of a community. You can look into schools and see when those are excluded from groups that they wish to be a part of. It's always quite challenging for a student to navigate. But our Lord also created a world by which you and I and all of humanity are to have our proper place within it, our proper role within it. We return to the Genesis creation account, we see that God makes all of these things in all of the world, and he makes them that they might bless humanity. Humanity has an ultimate purpose in God's design and in God's creation. And since the fall into sin, which has moved all throughout the world, broke everything, God has also spoken a word, we might even call it a law, that he might govern our morality as we live together in this world. And he speaks this word in such a way that we might not only live and belong to one another in this world, but that we might, if we were to follow this law of his, we might live with one another in peace and in great love. But make no mistake, the devil, who has a direct influence on the world, the devil and the world know intimately about that yearning to belong and to be part of a community that resides inside each and every one of you. And what the devil hates is to be excluded. The devil wants also you to hate anything and everything that would exclude you from belonging and being a part of the community. It's also true from the scriptures that God reveals his heart and says that he desires all of humanity to belong to his kingdom and to have their place within it. So the question quickly becomes, what is the pathway by which we and all of humanity can be included in the household of God? And maybe a follow-up would be, is anyone excluded from that kingdom? Well, we turn our attention to Isaiah 56, and I want to show and point out in this passage where we see both the promise of Jesus and the desire of God to include far more than Israel in his salvation plan. A theme you saw also in the epistle, a theme you saw also in the gospel today. So, Isaiah 56, verse 1, thus says the Lord, keep justice, and do righteousness. For soon my salvation will come, and my deliverance be revealed. This is where we see Jesus. Verses 6 to 8. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants. Everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house, the Lord says, shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. There you see the heart of inclusion. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. So how does this work? Well, the world is quick to condemn any Christian community which might in any way exclude someone from it. And the condemnation is loud. And there are all sorts of false churches and false teachers who have found a way to not exclude anyone from coming into their false Christian community. And it's simply this: to alter, diminish, or change the laws which the Creator has given to form a moral community. In other words, if the bar seems too high to step into this kingdom of God, well, then the solution is to what? Lower the bar. And lower it to such a way that absolutely no one, no matter their thoughts, behaviors, action, heart, no one is excluded. And where is Jesus in that scenario? Well, he is the Jesus only of love, who says yes to everything and no to nothing. That's a path which the devil has whispered into the ears of many people, many Christians, many churches around the world, so that people might find a sense of belonging in that church and in that community. But it's completely to the exclusion and the fullness of who Jesus Christ is. His life, his work, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, everything. So when God says, I desire all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, what is it that he means? And the answer is real clear. It's this: God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of his truth through the death and through the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, before you take away that pastor's talking about morality and if you behave good enough, you'll get into the kingdom, that's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is anything that preaches a way and a means into the kingdom of God apart from Christ crucified is false. And it's got people including youngsters, twisted up today. And it's time that we, as Isaiah warned, that we set the record straight. For soon my salvation will come, incarnation of Jesus Christ, and my deliverance will be revealed. The cross of Jesus Christ to the world is where his salvation is revealed. So Jesus invites all into the kingdom, but he does not do it in such a way where he removes any bar. No, he keeps the law and all that God and Creator has said for the world, all that he has written on our hearts, he keeps all of that and says, the only way that you will go from the outside to the inside and be grafted into the vine, which is Jesus Christ, is through the atonement of my cross for your sins. And I will freely give you the faith and the grace to enter into my kingdom, to receive the benefits of my death and resurrection for you. And when you come in and you become a part of my kingdom and you find your place in my kingdom, you need to know this, is that my cross will reign and stand above at the center and heart of my community and your belonging to it. See, the difference isn't people in the church have different struggles than those outside of the church. That's not the difference at all. We have some of the same struggles and sometimes more devastating struggles from members or people inside of the church than those outside of the church. The difference is inside of the church, you come to this quick recognition and realization that I am a transgressor. I am one who at times in my life choose to walk the way I want to walk, not the way God has called me to walk. And in so doing, I show myself and I prove myself to be a sinner. A sinner in desperate need of the bloodshed of Jesus Christ on the cross. So I don't only long and yearn to belong in God's kingdom. As one who lives in this kingdom, I long and I yearn also to receive mercy and forgiveness for my transgressions. This is why everything we do centers around that. If you want the shortest description of Lutheran theology of worship, it is this. It centers around the forgiveness of sin and being made new through the mercy of Christ poured out to you and me in word and in sacrament. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and what? The life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. That's a promise and a gift to all humanity. But there is no backdoor entrance by walking around the cross. When are we going to be at work untwisting what not only the world has twisted, but what some churches in the name of Christ himself have themselves twisted? When is the cross in our dialogue going to regain its proper position and place? It's easy to get angry, to blame the world, to hold some politician responsible. I suppose we could blame every politician for everything at some point. But when are we going to see our hearts break because of the confusion the world pumps into our children and even our very selves? My hope today is that you might lift high the cross. There is no having our specific part of this family without it. Amen. Now I'll just finish with one thing for Pastor Bray. If you want to improve your children's message, put a stadium, Jerry Jones's stadium, up there, and you know that that will be a house full of prayer for the pathetic performances of the Cowboys. But I digress. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we find ourselves in the midst of a time in need of clarity, in need of proclamation of your truth, in need of lovingly showing the path and the way that you have made possible for all humanity to enter into your kingdom, now and for eternity. And Lord, if there's any explanation to this that does not include why you needed to be on the cross and what you offer from your cross, then that answer is wrong. We pray this in His name. Amen.